Breeze comes through the room and you return the favor.
Gonorrhea. No. Somewhere on the outside of this building, there is a hole where squirrels come in.
Better than a hole where dicks come in.
Yeah, better than that.
Going down the stairs to wash the laundry. What the hell? Pizza, pizza.
Stop! Stop it now! I order you to stop! I'm still touching myself.
Yeah!
All young bitches want to do is pop pills, smoke weed, get drunk, lay around, suck dick, eat hot Cheetos, charge their phone, get a sew and weave, twerk, be bisexual, eat McDonald's, wash they pussy in the sink, lie, take selfies, and talk shit through Wi-Fi because they phone never on.
I think washing they pussy in the sink is my favorite part. The Vietnamese trade in dongs. Figuratively and literally, I'm sure.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I did decide to look it up. 500,000 dongs is a good night for Pops X.
Like most women, he's an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. It's not... look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth. Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Sergeant Pop, you got to turn your bear suit. I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges. Yeah. You're never getting this guy. Yeah. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian coat.
You will bury me in this. Hey! Why you got to fucking be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket. Is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I got you standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar, and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it. What's up, you cis who white devils? Welcome to Grunt Speak.
That actually is.
Live from the lair! Welcome to the show. Crap Taint is on deck.
And guess what? We have another live save to read in. We're going to wait about a half an hour to read it in.
Yeah, unfortunately, this one came with visual aids that might give me visual aids.
Yes, yeah, it's not a good thing.
He decided to include a picture of his ex in her... skivvies.
Well, we can't show the picture.
I'm not showing it.
But let's just be honest.
I have too much respect for
she
you
is
guys.
Trying to reproduce using mitosis.
And this is why we drink. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that amongst many, many reasons.
She's going to turn into 257 pound women.
Yeah. When you could cut yourself in half and still have two complete beings, there's a problem there.
That's a problem. Yeah.
at least from a sheer weight capacity standpoint, it's pretty bad.
Alex, listen, like the first time I tried the gummies.
Yes.
I remember I measured my feet, and then I measured them again, and it was bigger. And I'm like, oh, my God.
It's wrong. I'm growing.
Measured my ass crack twice, and it got longer. And I'm like, am I like dividing it too?
You measured your ass crack?
I was high, man. What do you want from me?
I've been high.
No.
And I don't take a ruler to my ass crack.
Listen.
You just wanted a piece of hard wood between your feet.
Okay.
Didn't you?
No.
I see how it is. Homo suspicion points.
All right. Here we go. Just trying to be honest here.
I'm trying to be honest about my gayness.
I took the gummy. It didn't work.
Okay.
Then I took another one and it didn't work.
All right.
And I waited like another 30 minutes.
You got to wait. If you don't eat something starchy, it takes a long time.
And then I had another one. And then they all like hit at once. And yeah, mind you, I had no history of using Mary Jane Dijuana ever before.
That's not the way to introduce yourself to.
It was like, wow. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, when my friend Aaron accidentally didn't realize that he was eating a 50 milligram edible. He said it took him like 20 minutes just to get down the stairs. It was a long night for him.
Yeah, it was. I remember I called the non-emergency number for the police, and I explained it to them, and they're like, are you a white guy? I'm like, yeah.
You'd be fine.
You just ride this out, man. You'd be fine. Just ride it up.
Hey, I'm going to channel my inner Jimmy. All right.
But again, that was probably ACIST.
Probably. Yeah. Not wrong.
Are you a white guy?
Everything is way cyst.
This is so dumb.
Used with the cyst barn.
And listen, we're going to go through a lot of this stuff, and you have to understand every single thing we're going to name here. I bet you 10 to 1 there is a PhD paper with research behind this.
Research, meaning assembled confirmation
bias. No, some college charge some idiot a four-year degree plus a two-year master's and then another 2 years for a PhD in useless fuckery.
Well, just think about it. Now that we have a media that is legally allowed to lie to us,
yes,
you can find confirmation bias anywhere you look if you're a leftoid. You just have to look for the lies that fit your personal truth.
Correct.
Or in this case, this particular thing comes to us from the National Museum of African American History and Culture, obviously a bastion of intellect.
Here we go.
Some aspects and assumptions of whiteness and white culture. So essentially, white dominant culture or whiteness refers to the way white people and their traditions, attitudes, and ways of life have been normalized over time and are now considered standard practices in the United States. And since white people still hold most of the institutional power in America, we have all internalized some aspects of white culture, including people of color. So essentially what they're saying is they believe everything on this list is white supreme pizza.
Rugged individualism.
Family structure. Yeah. So having a family structure where the husband is the breadwinner and the head of the household.
Standby.
Doesn't work.
They want you not to be rugged or have individualism so they can manipulate you.
Collectivism. What is that? So what's the opposite? Collectivism. Mm-hmm. And once you get to that, what's the next goal? Socialism, communism.
Socialism is the pussy lips of communism.
And really, all socialism / communism is capitalism for the elites and socialism for you.
Correct.
That's really all it is. Emphasis on the scientific method. Obviously, this comes from the party of science.
Okay. Now, first of all, when I heard that thing, when they're like, math is white supreme pizza.
Yep.
The whole universe. Every single thing that exists operates on math.
That's why it is the universal language.
Correct.
History is white supreme pizza. Work ethic, particularly a Protestant work ethic.
And they get really mad. They get really mad when you bring up the actual history of slavery in America.
Oh, yeah.
And talk about the facts and stuff.
Oh, because it was literally started by Africans who abducted and sold their own people into slavery.
Correct.
And then the first actual slave owner here was a black man who owned as many white slaves as he did black slaves.
Well, they did have indentured servitude, which...
That's where it all began.
Well, which was arguably worse. But it is what it is.
Well, indentured servitude, there was at least a light at the end of the tunnel. That was the original agreement for the purchase of all these people and bringing them over here. It was Anthony Johnson, a freed black indentured servant, who argued to the Supreme Court that he shouldn't have to give up his workers. And for some reason, they sided with him.
And there you go.
And there you go.
We're off to the races.
Never mind the fact that the same people who want us to feel guilty for slavery that ended 160 years ago, are partnered up in Buddy Buddy and Queers for Palestine and all pro-Islam. Yes, they literally stand diametrically opposed to everything.
Okay,
you claim.
And here's another thing.
It's hysterical. That,
like, I remember I told this to some of the black Israelites or whatever they're called.
The black Israelites. Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of...
And I asked them, I'm literally... they're really combative.
Yes, they are.
And I'm like...
you remember the Nick Sandman incident that CNN tried to paint as white supreme peace?
Yeah.
It was actually the black Israelites were the ones primarily instigating the...
And I literally am like, can you tell me why there aren't any blacks in the Middle East?
Yeah.
And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, they're there now, but they historically weren't. You want to know why? They're like, well, because it's not part of Africa. I'm like, no. They took them as slaves.
Yes.
They castrated them so they couldn't breed and reproduce. Okay, because that's what they do in the religion of peace.
Yep.
And a lot of individuals from the African continent who moved here are now converting to Islam, which is the religion of slavery that, you know.
It's like puking on a pile of shit.
They went, because they wanted to like fight me and shit.
It's true.
And I'm like, I'm not going to fight you over speaking the truth.
Like, as this has been said many times, if you want to piss off a conservative, lie to him. If you want to piss off a leftoid, tell him the truth.
You tell him the truth.
There you go.
And they flipped the fuck out.
Of course, because when facts walk into the room and people get offended, somebody's living a lie.
Correct.
So work ethic, status, power, and authority. Your job is who you are. See, like, I don't agree with that. So I've never agreed with that. I mean, yeah, your job should be an aspect of your personality, but if it defines you, just like if you let politics define you, it's probably not for the best. Future orientation. So having motivation and ambition is white supreme pizza. Following a time schedule.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, because CP time is totally not a real phenomenon.
Wow.
Aesthetics. Yes, man's attractiveness based on economic status, power, and intellect. No. That's not a white thing. That's a woman thing. That is what women are objectively attracted to. Sorry. Holidays. Justice. Yeah, you shouldn't want people to be punished when they do wrong. You should want them turned loose on the street so they can offend again and kill people randomly in cold blood.
And they're saying based on English common law, would you like Sharia law?
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead. Yeah. It's really easy to look down your nose at the, you know, like the religious beliefs that literally built this country and offer you all the tolerance at your disposal for you to weaponize against us.
I mean, I will give you the fact that we need to do something about this judge's absolute immunity and qualified immunity for the cops.
Mm-hmm.
That is being abused.
Absolutely.
And it needs to be addressed. And it's not a black, white, or it's not a race thing.
It's just
it just is what it is.
Competition. So meritocracy. Yeah. Meritocracy bad. Everybody gets a trophy.
DEI.
Shit.
Yeah. That's that you have shit falling off aircraft.
Pretty much. And the opposite to all of these things would essentially be communism, anarchy. Let's see. Mob rule. Toddler ethics. There you go. What you would have would be a matriarchal system where everything is about what sounds nice and not about what actually works.
Yeah, and how many matriarch systems actually survived the modern era or even existed?
None.
Yeah, I don't think any.
Yeah, that they all implode because it turns out that women are far more likely to declare war and massacre people senselessly than they would have us believe.
Or give away the treasury based on feelings.
Yes, because, you know, when you actually look at the statistics,
in all of humankind prior to the 20th century, at war, man only killed about a billion of his brethren.
Yep.
Women have killed 1.3 billion infants just in the last 50 years.
No. It's 2 billion.
1.3 is
the thing is,
in this country.
I asked total.
Oh, total.
Worldwide. Okay. Bad, since 1960.
2 billion?
I got on the VPN and I asked.
I was trying to be nice.
And I changed the location. Vietnam, I believe Germany, and America. And you get 1.3 to 3.6 billion estimated.
This is bad, right?
That's since 1960. Mm. When you do total killed by war since 5000 BC, you get 650 million to 1.2 billion at the top. So if you use the two top numbers, it's 3 to 1.
Damn.
In 66 years, feminism has outmurdered and outkilled man in war. 3 to 1.
But you're not allowed to talk about it.
Oh, I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because AI exists.
Not allowed to actually bring up facts. Those are white supreme pizza, as
we've
discovered.
Yeah. And here's another weird thing is if you do the VPN from Vietnam, the world population is 6.4 billion.
Oof. That is bad.
So if you go by those numbers, we've had a silent genocide between 20 and 30% of all of the people on the planet.
Mm.
And 98% of them were killed because of convenience.
Yep.
Just let that sink in.
Yeah,
there.
Because, you know, I what matters is my plans.
Look, by the time you turn 11, especially here in the West, you know how the internal reproductive snot sock works, and you know how it's fucking loaded.
You're damn right. And you know what? People just don't respect that. We don't respect the power that we've been given when it comes to the act of procreation. It's just like a game. You're playing the claw machine and you actually get the prize. You slip one by the goalie. I don't want it.
That's right.
I don't want it. Let's put another dollar in and try again. Fuck's sakes.
Mm-hmm. 40 to 80 is a long time. That's two life sentences. One for the haunted womb, and the other one for the future you destroyed yourself with overpicky-itis.
Bad news bears. Very much
bears.
And I wish I could say that bullshit like this hadn't made its way into the halls of academia, Congress, what have you. But if it hadn't, we wouldn't get absolute gems like this.
Excuse me, sir?
Is it important to be polite?
Yes, sir.
It's also interesting because the same mass action toolkit that your organization has been promoting references politeness as a defining characteristic of white supremacy culture. Ma'am, are you a white supremacist?
No, sir.
You're not.
Then
can you help
you
me
that?
Square why your organization says that being polite is part of being a white supremacist?
I'm not exactly familiar with that passage of
the
mass
bullshit.
Action
you probably
toolkit,
helped write it.
I can show you the passage right here.
Who is this guy?
Mr. Gill. I don't even know who he is outside of this clip. It just made its way to me. I'm like, this is priceless. Either way, I'm going to pour one out for him because that was beautiful. There is nothing better in the world to dispel the lunacy of leftism than literally just reading it back to them in their own words.
That's
or
right.
Playing the videos of their idiocracy.
Destroy them with their own words.
And that's what we do on this show. That's why the Thursday shows have become more about playing videos for you guys. So you can see straight from the whore's mouth exactly what we're up against.
The hearer's mouth.
The hearer's mouth. And I'll give you just a sneak peek of what's coming up next, and then we'll read a couple of chats here for you. Everything is racist, a collated list by the Rabbit Hole. Sure, it's a few years old at this point, but I think it's very relevant.
Still comedy gold.
Absolute comedy gold. All right, we do have a Flash Gator with a chat. He says, you're wrong, Pot. Not everything runs on math. Everyone knows women run on meth. You know, dicks and meth. You don't know my story.
She swapped out the The A for an E.
You damn it.
Of course. Meth and dicks. Who knew?
Oh, we're going to have a Gendai video for later. Always have that to look forward to. Flash Gator says, evening, Cap. Taint sent to the Redonkulous 12 Gmail my proposal for a new business idea after the gay cruise. Have a good night and make sure to bring a straight friend to cover your six. You're damn right. It's very important. Oh, got to pour some. We got to have a drink here. We got a $50 donation from the Mungo Harry. And of
thank
course,
you.
It comes from the Bulwer Lytton Crime and Detective catalog.
Thanks for your continued support.
Also, I'm going to be emceeing at an event in Indiana.
Absolutely. Yeah, I forgot about that.
We're going to put it in the chat.
Yes, would you like me to read that first before we get
yes,
too
let's
far
read
in?
That
I
first.
Make sure I don't miss that here. I know it's in my email. Let me check that out here. All right, where is it here? You send me a lot of emails.
I do.
Where is it at?
Sorry.
Oh, here he is. Let's see here. It is a retirement party
yep.
in Indiana. The Popster is going to be there. He's going to MC it. And it will be, let's see here. So exact wording of the event. So it is going to be on September 19th. And let's see here. It'll be at the Brownsburg American Legion Post 331 on 636 East Main Street, Brownsburg, Indiana. And it'll be start time 3:35 p.m. or 15:35 for military folk. And it's a nice casual attire. Basically, basic for this gentleman here was in October of 84.
Yeah, he's got 2 years on me.
Signed at Fort Sill. One over. I don't even know how to read half of this stuff here.
No, don't read the whole MOS and stuff like that.
So it's
don't
all good. But he has retired officially as of June 29th. Yeah. And Popster is going to be there emceeing. So if you want to join in. You
know. He's retiring as a lieutenant colonel. Start off enlisted.
Yeah, there's no links or anything that we can post or whatnot. But if you would like more information, mm-hmm. and if you're especially if you live in the Indiana area or surrounding areas and you want to try to make it, you know, give this gentleman your congrats, meet the Popster, shoot us an email.
There's no cover, nothing.
Yep, no cover. So
just show up.
I hope it's open by. It could be kind of rude if it wasn't. Just saying.
I don't know if it's gonna be open bar.
I love it to open by. Yeah. Open bar is what.
Well, there's a bar there because there's vets. Vets drink.
Wait, what?
I know. Who knew?
What? Who knew? I had no idea.
There'll probably be a lot of Soldier's Choice to drink.
Oh, man.
The bottom barrel hangover stuff.
Do they bring like extra trash cans for a bit of puke in? Or?
Well, usually you walk outside, throw up in the park.
Oh, okay. Right.
There's a hose there so you can hose it off.
Is this dumpster occupied? Good. All right, Bulwer Lytton, crime detective. Observing how the corpse's blood streaked the melting vanilla ice cream, Frank wanted to snap his pen in half and add drops of blue ink to the mix, completing the color trio of the American flag.
Ugh.
Or the French flag, given that the body had just fallen from the top of the Las Vegas Eiffel Tower into a crème glacé cart. Mm-hmm. Like you do.
Okay.
It's all good.
It's kind of nasty.
Thank you, Mungo Harry.
All right.
MGTOW Ronan sent a chat here. Says, evening, gents. What the fuck were you thinking? You actually tried to port of entry a gay cruise in Turkey and Egypt in July of 2026. We already covered this 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you are surprised when Turkey and Egypt basically told you to fuck off. But seriously, thoughts on the whole gay fiasco? We already talked about it. I think it's hilarious. I'm sorry, but they honestly believe that every country is this one.
Yeah.
And then they think that if we become communist, nothing's going to change, but their life is going to get better.
No, I know. They're so stupid.
Bitches, you're going to be in the gulag.
Here's another thing. It's like the feminists are so dumb. They voted in all of these Islamic mass migrations, not realizing that if they actually get to power, they will execute these women for walking around showing their hair.
You want to know why? Because it happened in Iran. All these women who were so happy the Ayatollah took power and helped him achieve it got massacred.
Yep.
It was a night of the brown shirts all over again. Only this time it was women getting whacked.
Yep.
Crazy Uncle sent an email. I sent some of this last week with a 10, but I might not get a chance to see your reactions live. Got work to do. If nothing, I hope you enjoy and maybe go deep on it. Read email and you will see that it is not a homo suspicion point. All right. I'll bite.
Here we go.
Got some fun stuff for after the stream. I'll keep that. A quickie for Pops preppers. Also for teenagers getting ready for the world to kick them in the groin, like you do. Until these points are reached, you should spend as little as possible on frivolous bullshite, like smoking, drinking, drugs, whamming, basically anything that kills you faster. Number one, emergency cash, $200 in each denomination from $1 to $50 bills, and do the math. That's $1,000 to cover you if something happens.
Mm-hmm.
Case in point, your account gets hacked or you lost your wallet. You need to be able to cover your bills until you either get your next paycheck or get your new debit card.
Or you go to jail.
Jail. Don't drop the soap. Number two, bank balance. It is in your best interest to have at least $10,000 in your account. This covers everything from a sudden medical issue to major vehicle repair.
Also, if you want to buy a house one day, you've got to have that money in the bank.
There you go. Or even with a legal issue, if you are so unfortunate. There is also a family that might want to aid, although they will try and take advantage if you tell them you have money. Yep. Which is why your account balance is none of their effing business.
Correct.
Most people believe that prepping is only for shit hitting the fan. That's simply not true. In life, you are either prepping for a potential issue or currently dealing with one. I think that's absolutely true. It is only wise to be ready for what may happen. Like the Duke said, life is hard and it's a lot harder when you're stupid. Thoughts and any examples y'all have seen? Oh, I see it all the time, man. Like, dude, everybody knows somebody who just flies by the seat of their pants, plans ahead for nothing, and then cries and immediately posts a GoFundMe as soon as the shit hits the fan.
I've actually bailed out a few friends that when they still owe me money.
I've done it too. And you know what? It's usually a mistake.
Yeah.
Especially if that friend is a woman, because you all know what happens when you loan money to a woman.
You're not loaning that woman.
It's a gift. You just didn't know it yet.
It's a gift. You just don't know it yet.
I would like Pop and the Regiment to let me know if this phrase works, or does it cut too deep for true understanding? A man, any and every man, must always ask themselves this question and answer honestly. What are you willing to die for, and what are you willing to live for?
Ooh.
It's a very powerful question. I like Rambo's line, live for nothing or die for something. Your call. Something weird. There was a woman online who showed how every winner of the World Cup is telegraphed before it begins. You simply need to look at the colors used for the presentation, and it matches to the winner. Guess what? This time was no exception. If BD is there, I guarantee he will say something like, I told you, it's all fake.
Well, the thing is, if you know that information, you can bet.
You can bet, absolutely. You know what? I'm going to remember that for next time.
Just throw a couple $100 at it.
The odds are good.
And, hey, look, you can take your family out to, Japanese steak dinner.
Do what you got to do. That's right. Oh, dude, hibachi, man.
I love that stuff.
Dude, some filet and shrimp.
Oh, ooh.
Dude. All right, now my mouth is watering. No, this is bad.
It's bad.
let's get back into it here. We do have some cards, and then we'll jump into the article of the night here. So we'll check this out here. What do we got? NBS interviewer, why are you gay? Confronts opponent about its level of gayness. Yeah, you are gay. Changes enemy's sexual preference to gay. This attack is immune to denial. 500 dongs, Pops X allegedly. There you go.
Listen, man, I've been divorced for 2 decades.
Were her titties like that?
We need to get over this Pop X thing.
Taking the load from the front and the back. Giggity. Yeah.
Nice.
Another bad dad joke. Why don't eggs tell jokes? Because they'd crack each other up. Yeah, that's about right. Going down another rabbit hole. Oh, there you are. Yep, there's the happy helmet. Soldier's choice right next to him. It's like he's reaching for it. Come back, please.
Mm.
Evil button. Oh, that's like a good one. Oh, we got a new stream.
That's a good one.
We got a new avatar for you.
You know what?
Jimmy.
We need to start putting these on shirts.
These are awesome, dude. How would you guys like to see just these cards on shirts? Yeah. Let us know.
Let us know.
I'm curious what you guys think. Cankles. Oh.
Cankles, yankles, and shankles.
Yeah, it's no good. Moby Richard. Yeah, you have to be politically correct when you're quoting the great American novel. That's awesome.
That's really good.
I dig it. I dig it very much. Fantastic. Thank you very much for that, Senior Airman Fitzwell. All right. You ready for some shenanigans? We're not going to go into everything on this, because there's literally 53 examples.
Yeah, and we were talking earlier, we should have a joke for each. Like, it'll be the whole show. It's a whole show.
We'll be here all fucking night. It would be bad.
It's a whole show.
This is bad, right? This is bad.
But just imagine, everyone on this list is a PhD.
Yep. I've observed a trend over the years where seemingly innocuous items are being examined to determine if they are racist or not. Items examined range from fitness to coffee to AI to potatoes. The merit as to whether these discussions are warranted in regard to certain items varies, but there's no doubt some of these headlines are comical in nature. This article will simply link to some of those passages with a screenshot of the headlines with the intention of being to show how all-encompassing our discussions over race have become. Thanks, Obama. Faggot. Eating is racist. You should stop eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner because adherence to meal times is anti-science, racist, and might be making you sick.
Well, it is making you sick, but not because
in this country, because our FDA is bought, sold, and paid for. Yep. Coffee's racist.
Oh
yeah. You're gonna have a hard time convincing the leftoids to give up their unicorn cum from Starbucks.
Is it because of the black beans?
Yes, I like my coffee like I like my Michael Jackson's, formerly black.
Nah.
Fitness is racist because, you know, when most of your population now is obese and the average size of a woman went from a size, a size 6 to a size 14 just in my lifetime. Yeah, it's
been- well, it's only racist unless you're running from the police.
Exactly. AI is racist. There you go.
It is. Yeah, I've heard some of that shit that it's come up with.
I'm just saying, though, man, like a lot of this stuff, like fitness is racist. It wouldn't be racist in zombie land. It would be a survival mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Computers are racist. They're building racial bias into the digital future. Cars are racist because AI flaws could make it racist.
Mm-hmm.
Driving is racist. Here we go. How white and affluent drivers are polluting the air breathed by LA's people of color. There's no different than calling them colored people. And we decided that was bad, but now you're bringing it back and calling it good again? Like you're calling segregation good again? It's amazing.
What about the Latinos?
No shit.
They drive those older cars and they trick them out with the hydraulics.
Not to mention the Catholicism.
Ugh. Yeah. Ooh.
Dogs are racist.
All right. That's bullshit.
Roar, 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 roar. I'm sorry. I don't know what I mean. Candy is racist. Again, you're going to have a hard time convincing a lot of leftoids, especially those fat bastards, because, you know, Snickers is vegan, right?
Of course.
Jogging is racist. Mm. Yeah, but running from the police is not. That's good stuff.
So fucked up.
The Cat in the Hat is racist. Here we go. Lawns are racist. We actually have a video to accompany this later on. Is it time to decolonize your lawn? Now, personally, I think that the amount of attention people lavish on their lawns is fucking ridiculous.
I went at it with the city.
Landscapers can literally charge thousands of dollars for people's property because they want it tilted to look nice. Like,
no.
Grass is a glorified weed.
I literally just wanted to bulldoze about 8 inches of the topsoil off. Pour nothing but concrete down and then paint it green.
This is why we drink.
And the city was like, you can't, you can have a double, you can widen your driveway.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to have any grass. I just,
yeah.
I
meanwhile, just... our lovely mayor, who is totally fairly elected, by the way, now wants to try to criminalize and give people fines if they have too many dandelions on their lawn.
That's so dumb.
I wish I was making that up. And you know, the reason why is because dandelions like Mary Jane Dijuana has tons of health positive properties to them, and you can't regulate them, so you just tell people they either can't grow them or they have to get rid of them. It's amazing.
Well, is the city going to pay for that?
No, of course not.
No, fuck that guy.
Fuck you, Lori. You're a piece of shit. Nobody in their right mind voted for your dumb ass. Potatoes are racist. The difference between yams and sweet potatoes is structural.
Oh my God.
I would say you can't make this shit up, but all this shit is literally made up.
Wow.
Wow. And when all of the so-called academics, meaning the successfully brainwashed, are just constantly reinforcing each other's confirmation bias, you can source just about any bullshit claim now.
Yeah.
Milk is racist because it's white. But coffee's racist too because it's black. What the fuck? Make up your minds.
Wow.
Losing weight is racist.
Of course it is.
Well, when 80% of your women are overweight, you have to make sure that no one is allowed to call them fat, apparently. Knives and forks are racist. No, your hands are racist because they pick up the knives and forks to make you fat.
Only in England, unless you're a Sikh.
I sense an evil button-pushing monkey. I think he's backstage. I don't know. What do you think?
I think you're right.
There he is. You Wafflemeister son of a bitch.
Happening, fellas.
We got a new card for you.
I just saw that.
Oscar could say, isn't that amazing? Dude, we got to put that in a shirt for you.
That's got to go on a shirt.
That's awesome. Yeah, guys, let us know what you think in the chat. Seriously, I'm genuinely curious if you guys want to see some tarot card shirts, because that'd be good shit. We have an actual email about a story and how your video saved my life. We got another life saved?
Just now?
We sent you an email about my story and how your video saved my life. It's a super chat. Dude, we may have to read you into the record tonight as well.
Oh, I think I did see that email. I think you did.
All right, first of all,
we're coming up on it.
You have to send an email. We can't.
He did. He said sent you an email about my story.
All right.
So it's already there.
I literally went through some past videos and there's comments on there. And yeah, I literally like, hey, I can't give you a number unless you send an email in.
Julius Grover also sent in, breathing is racist. I wouldn't be surprised if that showed up here eventually.
Yes.
Pencils are racist. Racism-free pencils face criticism for a lack of light paint.
What?
Holy
shit.
Crayons are racist. All right, somebody's got to tell Dave. We got to break his heart.
Dave, we got to tell Dave.
Oh, dude. So he's eating his racism whenever he goes out?
I think so.
That's just so sad.
Well, maybe he's eating the crayons to get rid of the racism.
Maybe he is. We got to get rid of the racism, man. We got to eat it. Book clubs are racist. Yes, because black people are in pain because words are violence now. So.
Well, they don't want you to read anything and learn stuff about the world.
Yeah, even perceived slights are violence now.
Yeah, fuck off.
Picnics are racist.
What?
Yeah, apparently the word itself is racist now because no one eats outside on a blanket unless they're racist, right?
You know how many weddings I've gone to that were black people getting married, and it was just a big picnic afterwards?
Yeah.
Countless.
Dude, I love events like that.
Fuck yeah.
Let's put up a tent. We'll just eat some barbecue food and pour each other drinks and have a fucking blast. I love shit like that.
Yep.
Bikes are racist. Look. Again, you're going to have a hard time convincing leftoids that their environmental, climate change-friendly transportation solution is racisms.
Hmm.
Goodness gracious. Music is racist. I knew hip hop was shit. Oh, wait, we're not talking about that?
Oh, no.
It's only in classical music, of course.
Of course.
Yes, because a continent of people that skipped the Stone Age.
I was never a fan of classical music. My mother loved it.
Yeah.
She listened to it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Ice skating is racist. No, it just requires coordination.
No, it's not that. It's expensive to do that.
It's just because there aren't enough black figure skaters. It's not
racist. With hockey.
They just don't fucking care. They're playing other sports. Does every fucking sport have to be dominated by black athletes? No.
No.
In other words, fuck off, says Tom the Reasonable Rooster. Skiing is racist.
Okay.
Swimming pools are racist. Well, I can kind of
that get is so dumb.
How many you saw the dudes in Rangers school? God. When did most of the black dudes wash out?
In the combat swim test.
There you go. But it's not their fault. It's the swimming pool.
Well, my thing is this: is like for you to get to Ranger school, you
that
have to
water
fill out
to drown my ass.
Well, no, you have to fill out a packet. Meaning you already had to do the combat swim test. So an NCO watched you do it and pass it and said yes. I'm like,
why are you even here?
There were so many people washing out. I'm like, holy shit.
Smokey the Bear is a white racist pig, apparently.
Wow.
Hiking is racist.
Yeah,
well, unless you're casing out your next victim.
I love how the unbearable whiteness of hiking and how to solve it. And the woman in the front is fucking Asian. You cannot make this. You can make this shit up. I'm just saying. They're just making it up.
It's totally made up.
Amazing. Gyms are racist. because most of the black population is overweight, apparently. So now fitness is white supreme pizza. Birds are ra- okay, now you're just fucking with me at this point. Polly wanted that.
Oh my God.
Parks are racist.
Why? What?
National parks are travel's next frontier in the movement for racial equality. Oh man, I can't digest this much stupid at one time. Theme parks are race. Theme parks were not meant for black families. Why racism at Sesame Place is a part of a shameful tradition, and yet there's this entire black family right here in the foreground enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
All right. First of all, that is just stupid.
Well, based upon the videos that I've been seeing in my Twitter feed, well, you can't really get a whole lot of black people in a certain area, or and then shit pops
like
off.
Like a carnival cruise ship, perhaps? Carnival
cruise ships, state fairs, rodeos, believe it or not.
I'm just saying there's a lot of stereotypes out there that are unfairly assigned, but all of them, virtually all of them, with very few exceptions, like the ones that were shoehorned into popular culture through the disguise of academia, like white privilege and all that bullshit, they usually come from somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
There is always a little bit of truth.
Daylight savings is wrong.
Now, okay. Now, this is stupid. Now, I'm totally against this. I really am. I mean,
stupid.
It's dumb.
Wow. Like
the American Indians basically said, since when does it make sense to tear 25% off of the bottom of a blanket and sew it to the top?
It's still the same blanket.
It's the same blanket.
And it's still the same number of hours in the day.
Yeah, and I remember I read that in a history book, and I'm like, those motherfuckers were absolutely correct.
They voted to make it permanent. When the fuck is that going to happen? I'm tired of this changing my fucking clock twice a year bullshit.
Yeah, so am I. Yeah,
I'm an insomniac. I don't care about getting an extra hour of sleep.
Well, that and how many? There's like what, 4 or 5 states that don't even do it.
No, yeah. Like Arizona's one of them. Hawaii, I forget the other two. Sandwiches are racist. Oh, now you're just wow.
Now you're just being dumb.
Racist sandwich, me.
So well, McDonald's is
it's
is
literally
racist?
The name of a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
and of course, Pajit Alt Delete on the left is the star.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's because the white bread is holding in all the ingredients that make a sandwich.
Yeah,
good,
yeah.
So Pajit
Alt
Delete
and Egg Foo Young over
but this is so stupid.
God.
Wow.
My cleanliness and hygiene are racist. Yeah. So get out of the shower, everybody. You're about to be a bunch of stinky, itchy assholes. Sleep is
what?
Okay, apparently everyone is racist now.
They're
except
fucking
for me,
because
I'm
right?
an insomniac.
No, they gotta be fucking with us. That's
black
a natural
American,
body function.
It says black Americans aren't sleeping as well as whites. Here's why that's a public health problem and what can be done to fix it.
Turn the music down.
Yeah, don't. I mean, if you got tinnitus as bad as I do from listening to your shitty rap music, I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah.
Toilets are racist.
What?
Yeah, so modern plumbing now is racist. Soap is racist because the soap dispenser doesn't work on black skin. Well, not when you hold it that fucking close. It needs light to pass through the sensor.
That is
you dumbass.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, I'm starting
bullshit.
To think that there may be a turban American that wrote this one because Jesus Christ!
No, this is
hell?
Literally just that. All of these are just collated by somebody pointing out lunacy. But that one right there, yeah, that is some shit. Tidiness is racist, so don't clean up. Just be disgusting. Be featured on the next episode of Hoarders, and then you can congratulate yourself by washing off your racism. Lime leaves are...
Wow.
Moving on. Trees are... Racist trees documentary. This was a documentary? How a Palm Springs neighborhood controversy got the attention of Tucker Carlson and sparked a debate about race and real estate. And of course, it's written by Pat Saperstein.
Wow.
Every Steen Singleberg Timowitz.
Yep.
Apple pie's racist. Oh, what? It's colonialism now, right?
Okay, there we go. All right. I used to love apple pie. Not anymore, but.
I like apple pie moonshine, though.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you tell me about moonshine is racist, I'm going to have to fuck you up.
We're going to throw some hands.
Monkeypox is racist. Here you go. There you go. Have fun with that. Soda is racist. Because Jim Crow drank Coke.
Everyone drank Coca-Cola. Shut up.
because it had cocaine in it. Beans are racist. Coffee's racist again. Yeah, drinking coffee perpetuates white supremacy, especially if you put cream in it. You colonized your coffee's blackness with your white sweetness, just like you colonized that black woman's mouth with it behind the Burger King, you disgusting pig.
There we go. Tennis is racist.
But she's not going to lower her standards for anyone.
Oh, no. No, that's not going to happen. No.
After she was done swallowing it like a champion. Mm. Tennis is racist. No, it's just boring.
It is.
It's like NASCAR.
Horses.
They're making a left turn.
If you just look like you're disagreeing with somebody while watching a sport for 3 hours, go home. Uh-huh. Touch grass. Horses are racist.
Yep.
Right. Golf is racist. You should tell that to Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. I was going to say that.
Mm-hmm. He dipped his balls in a lot of company tees, let's say. Yep. Hockey's racist.
No, it's not, because you can literally, as a black man, go on the hockey court and use your skate as a deadly weapon, and nothing happens to you.
Nothing happens to you. Yeah, have fun with that.
Yeah.
Strawberries are racist. Poverty and racism is in a strawberry. I wondered why it was so delicious.
Huh.
Christmas is racist. Amazing. Yeah. Thanksgiving is racist. Celebrating Thanksgiving is celebrating racist genocide. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It was actually celebrating people coming together from different creeds and faiths and even complete cultures, not being able to understand each other.
And
that's what it was about.
All right. And by the time the pilgrims came, smallpox and all of the other diseases that came over from the Spanish had already just wreaked havoc.
You're already done.
Yeah.
Math is racist. We already discussed that one. Science is racist. Yep, we discussed that one too. Mm-hmm. Language itself is racist. So speaking is racist. Racism go brr. This is all of the racist racism. Like, this is what it used to be.
Uh-huh.
And then since 2010.
Boom.
So during Obama's term, and then as soon as they were allowed to lie, you watch it go through the roof.
Nope.
Yeah, the Smith-Month Modernization Act totally isn't.
It's propaganda, man. That's what that is.
Shit.
Propaganda.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. It's worse than you thought, isn't it?
It really is. It really is.
Nuts, man.
If you really want to figure that out, and the reason why white people are the most violent people, they commit the most crimes.
No, they don't.
Go take a look at the mug shots and
the
ethnicity of those people.
If you take the Hispanics out of the Caucasian crime stats, it goes way down, way down. Yep.
Well, if you even take out a percentage of the black population that is labeled as white.
Yep.
Because that does happen.
Yep.
All the time. That's how they pad out their statistics. With lies to further their false narrative.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, if you have to do that, chances are you're wronger than two boys fucking in church.
Now, let's just be honest. You know, we did a show on this, and the whites are really good at, like, white-collar crime.
Mm-hmm.
Really good at it.
Yep.
We come up with stuff that is not illegal yet.
That's right. And we're the best at serial killing because getting away with it requires work.
And school shooters. White guys are good.
There you go. Yeah,
there you go. If you're going to be good at
especially something. White guys who think they're women, they're really great.
Oh, yeah.
They're really good at that.
Yeah, I mean, they've got ice in a headlock at this point as far as those statistics.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't tell them that. It's good times. Great oldies.
We're honest here.
Yeah.
Just telling it how it is.
So the Flash Gator's idea for after the gay cruise is a gayer line. It doesn't really work the way that you want it to, because it's not, it's an airline, not a gayer line. A gayer. That's it. It doesn't really work. Funny idea.
It's a funny idea.
Better in thought than in execution, though, I will say, just because of pronunciation.
They're
gayer lines there. You want to go to the gayer lines? Yeah, I hear them stewardess there in the back. They'd wash them back pussy in the sink. Yes. Le coq. My whole face helped me get it out of my system after 5,000 miles of dick and 30 kilograms of cum in her system. Oh, God. That's one way to lubricate it out of you.
Oh.
Mando, Blake, the dairy farmers here in my state are still upset over COVID. They had to cancel their annual cheese ball. Are you? Where do you live, bro? Holy shit. Barracuda, but dogs don't need to lick their own assholes after biting white people. That is fucked up.
That's a fucked up joke, but it's funny.
Why is Larry licking his asshole? Well, he just bit Tyrone. He's trying to get the taste out of his mouth. He did the same thing after he accidentally went down on Julia.
Caught himself some. There.
He thought it was peanut butter. It was actually a yeast infection.
We got some oral vada.
Yeah, we use that yeast to make us some fondue and beer, though. You should have a drink. In fact, you're drinking it already. Oh, what? Why are you running away, Pete? Come on back. Come on back. Oh, he's throwing up again.
There you go.
Got some assholes in the chat, man. Never change. Alucard wants singing pop. You'll get it later.
Yeah.
Come up with something different. I beg of you. Mixter 84, how is ice skating racist? We froze the damn water so they don't drown. What more do they want? That is glorious. Dude. Oh, dude, Jimmy, give him a thug life. Yeah. That is beautiful.
All right, yep. I'm fine.
Mixter here. Gets a thug life. Mando says, I missed several early super chats. Unfortunately, Mando, they are not populated on my screen. Literally, the first one that I see is Flat801's. You're wrong, Pop. Not everything runs on math. So if I missed anybody's, I'm sorry. If anyone can actually grab a screen grab of them and email them to me, Mando, especially if you're watching and you've got them handy, send them to me. I will read them as soon as I see them.
Did we lose some?
They're not loaded up on my screen.
Oh, okay.
Apparently,
on the Rumble side?
Rumble after people sent the chats, and they don't show up for me if I'm not in there immediately
from the beginning.
Yeah. If you have the Rumble chat popped out, you got to have it open up all the time, or else.
Damn it! Yeah, I brought it up a little late today. My apologies.
Yeah. Rumble, happened. Help us unfuck this situation.
Yes.
Not a big deal.
And we have unfucked some people's lives, and therefore we must read them into the record. Damn, I love looking at that graphic.
This is 602. You know,
we have three in my email. I'm just read them all.
They're
pretty short. So this is 602 right here. He